Blog Talk Radio.
Are you struggling with loss? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, that's a great question. Wow, you hit the nail on the head for me today. Well, I want you to know that this is a great opportunity for you, and we're going to take the time to dig in and grow together around this particular topic and a journey of discovery and exploring this very question. I thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in today. And I want to get things started, and we're going to jump right on in. Oh, how I so love Mondays.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are in our Wellness Monday series, and I'm so excited about today's installment. You know, each week we bring you a richness, and every episode of Motivational Mondays is really rich and insightful. And that's not just what I say. That's what you, our global listening audience, has to say. And so we encourage you to, if you've missed any of our past show installments, take advantage of our on-demand library. When I tell you, wow, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. So how do you make that connection? Well, you simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U. archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going into today's broadcast. You know, I am so excited about today's installment because I feel like this topic is a topic that truly is an in-season word of support for many of you that are listening in. And so we are going to share for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject. And then we're going to open the programming up. We may open it up a little bit earlier for you, and we want you to know that, you know, at that particular time, we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, the interaction always lends to a richer environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Chime right on in at the appropriate time. So if you don't already have your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your laptops, desktops, your smartphone with your notes, whatever you need to capture the richness, you want to grab it because we're going to give you some rich gems and nuggets that I believe will really support you right where you are. My bishop, Bishop Kenneth C. Ulmer, will often state, if you're not in a storm, you're on your way to a storm, or you're coming out of a storm. So regardless of where you are, the information that will be shared will definitely benefit and support you. And speaking of not just supporting you, but supporting others. So before we jump in, we want to ask you to simply take a moment to share and invite someone to join you with for today's broadcast. And I want you to know that we ask that you simply support us by allowing your cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want to let you know, Coach Adams, our team, Inspired Media for You, that we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Because we can't do it without you, and we thank you for sharing with others. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, as I stated, it's Wellness Monday, and we are taking a healthy approach to loss, a healthy approach to loss. We have our in-studio experts, the Global Wellness Coders, Lady Tabitha Smith and Dr. Veronica Wilson-Laurie is in the house. Ladies, are you with me?
I love it.
You know, we're just having a conversation today, and we felt it was so important to just bring a thought to ponder and to consider today, and this may be something that you're dealing with. And oftentimes I'm asked when I do our Wellness Mondays, well, what does that have to do with me working my vision so I can achieve my goals and live my dreams? Well, the reality is if you are not in the right place and healthy mind, body, and soul, when it comes to living out your dreams and your vision and birthing that and moving to a next level and elevating and increasing and leveling up, you don't have the capacity to do so. And, you know, what's so interesting is that today's topic actually was birth out of the heavy heart of Lady Tabitha Smith. And, you know, we were sharing, and she was very transparent in sharing her heart and her struggle in this moment, she realized that she's dealing with loss. And the realization of that loss really caused her to say, hey, I am grieving. And so we wanted to bring you a conversation that would truly support you in identifying where you are, because many are dealing with this struggle of loss. And I'm going to have Lady Tabitha share in just a moment, because interestingly enough, as our conversation continued and the layers began to unfold, we really realized together that so many of us, so many people are dealing with losses. And a loss is not just a natural death. It isn't. It's not just a natural loss, but loss shows up in various ways. And the reality is that we discussed offline that if we do not manage our losses well, in essence, it will affect our mind, our body, and our soul health. And so when we're thinking about the various faces of loss, these are some of the things that Lady Tabitha and Dr. Veronica and I identified as it relates to losses. As stated before, a loss is not just a natural loss. It can be the loss of a relationship, be it family, coworkers, social circles, the loss of trust, trust in God, trust in others, the loss of health, the health that you had previously that now is declining, the loss of peace. Many are dealing with and struggling with the loss of peace. Now you're dealing with this unrest because you don't have peace. You don't have that peace of mind. The loss of income and security. The loss of your business. The loss of a job. The loss of a contract. The loss of your in-person church connection. The loss of your church, your spiritual connection and family, the loss of your home, the loss of significance and meaning, your purpose. So you're in this place of what one would say is a place of despair because of all of the losses. And, you know, speaking of despair, wow, I think about the headline of the recent loss of the former Miss USA and her suicide. Of course, that casts a spotlight on mental health, which, of course, is mind wellness, and the silent struggle that many suffer through. You know, those that appear to be strong and appear to have it all together and look good on the outside, but yet they're struggling on the inside. And I don't know her personally, but I would venture to say there was some loss that she was processing through that became such a struggle that she got into such a place of despair that she felt like this is the only way out of whatever the heaviness was that she was dealing with. It's interesting that suicide is on the rise. Mental health issues are on the rise. And so we, as the Global Wellness Coders, we wanted to bring you some rich insight that would support you so that we can do our part in making sure that all of us are healthier, mind, body, and soul. With that, I'm going to bring in, as they're already in the wings, waiting and excited, but Lady Tabitha, share in a capsule why your heart was so heavy and what you would like to share with our audience that you came to realize as we were chatting around today's show over the weekend. Whatever you want to share, I leave that transparency up to you.
Thank you, Coach Adams. Thank you again for inviting us on your amazing show. It's always a joy and a privilege to be on the same platform with you because you're always pouring out to edify, help, and motivate our brothers and sisters around the world. So our conversation, I honestly did not realize that I was grieving until we got deep into the conversation. I realized that I had moved past hurt myself. I have several people in my family have transitioned that were very close to me, pillars in my family. But, sometimes as leaders, we're so positive and motivating. I feel like God has challenged me and my husband to, of course, gleaming from Mr. and Mrs. H, shout out to them and yourself, new language, right? New language so that loss is a very strong word, and that means that you're lacking something. But in reality, our loved ones, to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. Our loved ones have graduated, right? Is what we're learning from Mr. and Mrs. H. I love that term. But reality, my humanity is that I do not have those important people there to pick up the phone. But being positive, being a motivational speaker, I had to say, you know what, it's okay for me to deal with my humanity. And once I admitted it out of my mouth and we began to talk about it, and you said, hey, Lady Tabitha, I'm sending over the what I was saying. You sent me exactly, which I hadn't thought of it, but the 7 steps, I believe, through the grieving process. And I want today I'm going to be sharing a few healthy things that I'm sure that has been kept me focused and where I have not given up. But surely my humanity and my heart has been broken for many reasons. But, of course, trusting God, but it will manifest. If you don't handle these things, it will manifest in your body through sickness, mental illness, and spiritually. It can manifest in several different ways. So just being transparent and talking to you about a few things that I personally was going through, and I had shared, but I also have made a decision, Coach, that I realized that I've been going through turbulence like many people around the world the last couple of years. And I also realized that God has allowed me to shift to the next level. So, of course, with growth, there's going to be turbulence. And so I had to think about the things that I did to survive through it. But it's important that I talk about it. And I think just really the huge thing for me, Coach, is that I did not realize I was grieving. I just knew that I was feeling these different emotions like hurt and then anger and then guilt, but I'm very grateful being seasoned. I want to make the adjustments. I want to start over. I want to allow God to fill my cup and give from my overflow. So redefining, renewing my mind. Yeah, so that's where I'm at with this, and I'm just excited about the show today talking because I know if I'm going through it, several people are going through it, and I just want to be transparent as possible. So I'm hoping that we can get a conversation going, and we're going to be praying for people. I mean, the healing has already started once we came on live. So thank you again for this platform, Coach.
Oh, absolutely. And Lady Tabitha, I have to tell you, I so appreciate your willingness to be transparent with the revelation that you've gleaned, because awareness is key. And as we were chatting, the three of us, we realized that, directly, if we just look at directly between the three of us, we have had six, what was it? What did we say? Seven to eight losses directly. Mm-hmm. But I can think of others that are in my indirect circles that I know that have graduated as well. So in the natural sense, there's been a lot of loss, but not just in the natural sense. As we talked about, all of these other areas that individuals are processing losses, and they are in essence grieving. Dr. Veronica, before I share the stages of grief, I wanted to give you an opportunity to jump into the conversation, and I think that there's just such a great richness that each of us can, you know, share around this topic that would, in essence, empower those that are listening in. As you stated so well, Lady Tabitha, others may be in this struggle and not realize it. And so we want to be a beacon of light and hope to support you with getting your head out of the sand today. Don't be that ostrich, and recognizing and coming to this place of awareness so that you process through from a healthy place, because we are talking about a healthy approach to loss. Losses happen all the time. We talked about so many of them, but how we process through them makes the difference. So, Dr. Veronica, any general opening thoughts that you have before we dive in a little bit deeper?
Well, as I sat and listened to you ladies, I'm so glad we're dealing with this topic in such a time as we're in right now. And I noticed that both of you ladies used the word dealing with. And I think that the word dealing with, and I think that that's very important. You know, as I was sitting here thinking about loss, I was thinking how it could cause brokenness. You know, and we can't grow beyond unresolved brokenness. And I, you know, the word brokenness, it means when something is damaged and unable to continue working correctly. So when you guys both use that word dealing with it, and that's why I'm so glad we're dealing with this subject, because according to the Word of God and what we believe, we don't sorrow as those without hope. So we have something in us, and we know that we have a comforter. But there are people who don't have, you know, the insight that we have. And my heart, I'm empathetic to those who might not know some of the keys to resolving brokenness. And I was just thinking about how, you know, we're a community to each other. We're strong. We have a strong bond and friendship, and I think that's so important, too, when you're dealing with loss, that you have a community of loved ones, believers, people who will speak into your life, people who will encourage you, people who will give you answers to the, you know, solutions to the problem. I just think that all of that goes together and is really important, and we know that we run to God for our first comfort, those of us who are believers. We're comforted by God and His Word. But I even in that, I've realized that sometimes I've tried to be an island going through loss or going through brokenness, and I know that that's not the key. I know a lot of times if I'm in warfare, as I define it, I will turn into a little bit of an island, and one of the first people who will text me will be Lady Tabitha. Is everything okay, sister? So she can kind of feel me when I'm going through something. But as you said, we all went through some very, for me, traumatic loss. I mean, for all of us to lose people who are pillars in our life and close to us. But my brother was murdered, and I won't go too deep into that, but I never thought anything like that would happen in our family. So I went through a lot of emotions, shock, you know, pain, anger, just a lot of things. So I'm glad we're touching on this subject. Coach Adams.
And, you know, Dr. Veronica, I thank you so much for sharing and being transparent as well. And, you know, what's so interesting is that we are in the month of February. And one of the things that I wanted to share with us is that February was known as the month of purification during the ancient Roman times. Why do I say that? Because this is a transitional time where we are finding ourselves just after this month of, you know, reflection and new beginnings, that now is the time to purify. To purify what, Coach Adams? To purify our vision, to reevaluate where we are on our journey, what truly it is that we love, what gives us that significance and that fulfillment. And so removing anything, everything that would pollute our vision, whatever would pollute our vision, now is the time to cleanse and to purge. And so the fact that we're talking about losses, that is something that would prevent us from being able to move forward in our vision. It would be a pollutant. It pollutes because of the various situations that come up that if we do not process through from a healthy place, it will, you know, it will put a blockage in our flow of just moving through it in the natural, healthy way in which we are supposed to. So we want to challenge you right where you are to evaluate. What do you need to do differently in this season to purify those areas of loss that may prevent you from the fullness of your purpose? Everything comes back to that, and your mind, body, and soul being healthy. That is our heart. For you, our heart for you, and for ourselves, that we process through the losses from a healthy place, taking that healthy approach. And, you know, again, I want to remind our global listening audience some of the faces of loss, because maybe you're just jumping on, and we want to make sure that you identify and don't think that we're talking exclusively about a natural loss. No, we're not. We're talking about the loss of relationships, social circles, family, maybe not family from the sense of a natural loss, but there's a breach in the relationship. So there's a separation. There's a brokenness, as Dr. Veronica just spoke about. The loss of trust. Trust in who or in what, Coach Adams? Trust in God. Many are struggling in this area. The trust in others. A loss of the health that you knew it to be, it's declining. We talked about that a moment ago, that many, they may have gotten COVID, made it through COVID, but now they're dealing with a decline in their health. That is a loss. The loss of peace. Peace of mind is the number one hierarchy of success. And many are struggling with the peace of mind. The loss of income, security. The loss of their job, their employment, the business, loss of church and that in-person connection with your spiritual family, the loss of a home. You know, for a season, many were guarded under the moratorium and couldn't be evicted in foreclosures and all of that wasn't going forth. But guess what? It's going on now. So many are dealing with those losses and finding themselves in transition. The loss of significance and meaning for their lives. And this month, February, represents purification. So if any of those areas are polluting your movement forward, now is the time to deal with it. You know, I love Lady Tabitha and Dr. Veronica that each of you in your sharing, you brought out and highlighted a number of the different stages of grief. I just want to share with our global listening audience that, of course, loss brings on grief. in any of those areas. We don't often think of it in that way when we're thinking, oh, I lost my job, that we go through a stage, a process of grieving. And so losses bring on grief, and with grief, there are various stages that we have to process through. Initially, there's that shock and denial. You're in disbelief. Oh, my God, did this really happen? Are you serious? Wait, hold on. I heard mentioned pain and guilt. I heard anger. With that bargaining comes depression, the loneliness, the, you know, downward spiral. But when we get through all of those various areas, then it's the upward turn and the reconstruction and working through and the acceptance. So wherever you find yourself in the flow, in the process, know that it's to be expected and it's healthy. So we're going to give you some nuggets, each of us, around how can you be more healthy, mind, body, and soul? How can you take a more healthy approach to losses, to loss? Dr. Veronica, what thoughts do you have? Because one of the things that the three of us, we were talking about, and this is obviously a conversation, that if we are not taking care of and approaching loss from a healthy point of view, that our mind will break down, our body will break down, our soul, our spirits will break down. What are some of the thoughts that you have that we can take a more healthy approach to processing through losses, which are inevitable? Losses are going to happen. You can't get away from losses. And what that brings is grief. What are your thoughts, Dr. Veronica?
Well, I'll just reiterate, dealing with it, like you said, processing through it. And then I said we can't grow beyond unresolved brokenness. There's just some things we're going to have to deal, you know, we're going to have to look at and not act like it's not there. You know, we're going to have to look at what it is and find out the best way to deal with it. And like Lady Tabitha talked about turbulence, sometimes the turbulence just forces us to elevation. We can't be in a comfortable state at all times. And some losses, you know, make you elevate to grow to something, positioning you where God really wants you, positioning you to purpose, if that kind of answers your question, and not holding on to the pain of the grief and the, if it's grief, if it's mourning, if it's brokenness, not holding on to that, because we talked about how it's connected to our mental health, our physical health, how we, some things we just have to let it go and live in, you know. And I know that's a whole nother conversation, but just remembering that we have to grow beyond our unresolved brokenness. I think a lot of people are walking around with in pain because they don't deal with brokenness.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
Dr. Veronica, I
good.
So agree with you. That's so good, right, Lady Tabitha? And it is
yes.
true. That speaks to areas of being polluted, that we get into, and there's this pollution that's kind of a cloud that's hovering over us because we have not processed through. We're continuing to hold on to instead of processing through. And the reason why, you know, Lady Tabitha and I, we were talking, the three of us, when we were talking, the stages of grief, we felt it was so important to share it with you. One, because it's important to know that when you're dealing with losses, as I stated earlier, losses bring on grief. It's natural. It's natural. But when you understand that with grief, there are a number of different stages that you're processing through. But like Dr. Veronica said, you're processing through. You're not to stay there. So when you feel the shock and denial, you don't stay there. You process it and you move beyond it. Okay, now you're dealing with pain and guilt, understandably so, but you don't get stuck there like in the quicksand. You process through anger, depression, so on and so forth. You process through. When you're processing through, that's a healthy approach to losses. When you don't, that's an unhealthy approach, and then that in turn affects your body. And I love what you stated. Lady Tabitha, what are your thoughts around what Dr. Veronica said, the soul, and I know it was on your heart to invite our global listening audience in early, so I'm going to go ahead and do that, but also let you share. So we want you to know we're opening up our programming at this time. At any time you can, we invite you to share in the discussion, and you can hit 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We want you to know if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You can't just press 1 on the keyboard of your laptop or computer. You do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We are taking your comments and questions live now as we speak. Lady Tabitha, share some thoughts with us.
I'm really enjoying you ladies just listening. I'm taking notes. Dr. Veronica, her last statement was very bold and real, and I'm so glad she just said it. A lot of people are walking around with, I believe you said with hurt inside. Was that the word you used, Doctor?
Yeah. I don't know if I use the word hurt or pain, but the equivalent of
pain.
Those.
Yes. Yes. And you know, we talked about this as well, so I want to make sure that we bring it out on the air, is that, you know, the time we're living in, from the babies, like yesterday, I literally saw a baby on an electronic device in a full busy room, but I also saw an elderly person and everyone in between. So we really, really all have to fight for our healing. And because now we have our electronic devices to go in. Like Dr. Veronica, I stopped, you know, I found myself. I didn't realize I was grieving, everyone. I would not have used that term because me being a motivational speaker and me being a leader, that would come across kind of negative connotation. So I really worked really hard not to process, quote, unquote, negative words. But again, it's okay. We have to welcome our humanity and understand it and give it to God and process through the natural 7 steps. So also, you know, so I said that to say also paying attention that we have these electronic devices now. We have our Facebook friends, which really half of them are fake friends because we've never met them, right? So we have this isolation that we could live a virtual life and we could walk around in pain and no one's going to challenge it or question it because we're not having as much human interaction that once upon a time we did. So I just wanted to put that on the table tonight for everyone listening that can think about that. So my area is soul, and sometimes I feel like every month when we come on, I say the same thing, no matter what the topic is. And so because this is what I do, so I kind of stretched myself a bit because I want to give the people some real tools that when you get offline today with us, you can say, you can breathe and say, okay, I have one more tool in my toolbox, because that's what Coach Adams is all about, providing us tools to go in our backpack and our toolbox. So I wrote the first thing for me to process through this is to prayer and meditation, but then also assess. And that's one for me in that whole, if I could do that, Coach Adams. So So my prayer and my meditation, taking it to God, is assess where I'm at. And number two is to be transparent with myself, whether that means I'm talking out loud. Sometimes you have to have those talks. No, you're not crazy. If you have to look in the mirror and have those talks, writing it down in your journal. But number one, being transparent with God, our creator. That's my power source. I know who created me, and I have a relationship with my creator, with God, the Holy Spirit. And it's not that he's omnipresent, so he knows, but there's something about releasing it and being honest and confessing with your own tongue and allowing that your words to go into your ear gates. And then I believe that opens you up to help you come in alignment and to start the beginning of the healing process. So transparency, conversation with friends and family. And number three for me, and that was two, and I know I bunched a lot in there, but three for me is what I heard one of you ladies say, community. This is a community to be able to, what a blessing, anywhere in the world, dial a phone number, get on your computer, and you're going to be with a group of people of like-minded, having that loving community. All of us, we have our community with our the wellness coders, and you may have your church for those that are listening. It may be your family. It may be a club, your golfing club, but it's really important that you have a circle that you trust and like-minded, whether it even be your hobbies. If you like to play golf or tennis or fish, doing something relaxing, all of that is great food for the soul. And one of the things that I did through my process, Coach, is that I made sure that I took my supplements. We're the wellness coders, so we talk about eating garlic, chamomile tea, you know, lavender, all the natural things. I love our products because I feel like they're on turbo blast, where Mr. Jock Fallon, he took the formula that God downloaded to him and put it in a capsule, put it in a shot of NutriBurst. And I know keeping my serotonin high because I'm taking my NRG, balancing me out, where I just didn't want to cry all day, because truly I to wrap my brain around losing my youngest sister, it's a lot, and then my great aunt, and then my grandfather, all in a very short period of time, and then having COVID myself, okay? So, and I can go on and on and on, you know, of the things that are going on in my life. However, by taking my supplements and supporting my body, which all my systems are connected, is supporting my soul, my mind, body, and my soul. So that's what I have to share tonight, Coach. I'm really want to encourage everyone to, when you see the signs of someone depressed or they're dealing with anxiety, or call them. This young lady, you would have never known. Call them and talk to them and offer them support, you know. Plug them into our healing circle. You know, it's Wednesday, 9:30, every faithfully. And we're there, you know, or the 800 line of suicide. Coach Adams talked about that. But, Coach Adams, you brought a very positive thing up in the conversation that I was not aware of, that I believe you said that February is the, did you say purging, like a restart month, purification?
Purification. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome.
Purification.
Awesome. I love that.
You know,
and that's how I feel. Oh, I'm sorry. I feel when you said that, it hit me. Because I feel like I'm going through a purification. And when, you know, gold is put into a melting pot, I worked for Apple Computer, and I used to put, I worked on this machine, it was a soldering machine, and we would throw huge bricks of steel, like metal bricks, solid metal bricks, and then the dross would rise to the top, meaning if there was anything impure in that metal, because the temperature would go to the very highest level, and then the dross mm-hmm. would come to the top. It was my job to scrape the dross off of the soldering pot so that it would be a clean sweep. And so purification, I feel like I'm going through a purification all over again. And I thought that I was there. You know, that's my brand, love and integrity, right? I've been saying it for years. But when you go to another level and you have new challenges and more responsibility, whatever that might be within family, ministry, or business, I feel like there's more requirement of discipline and purification for us. So thank you for mentioning that. I appreciate that. Thank you, Coach.
Absolutely. You know, I wanted to just simply re-invite our global listening audience. I want to remind you that our programming is open, and this is the time where we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, we want you to know you have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And do know that this is a safe space, so we invite your interaction. You know, I want to thank you again, those of you that are listening in, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams and the Global Wellness Coders, presented by Inspired Media for You. We're talking about a healthy approach to loss. We've given some great richness around how do you process through loss, why, so that your mind, body, and soul can be healthy for the fulfillment of your purpose, and that February represents that month of purification. Dr. Veronica has given some great nuggets on body. Lady Tabitha has given some great nuggets on soul. And so the thoughts that I have for us today on mind health, again, as we reflect on the recent loss of the former Miss USA, it has been really and truly brought a spotlight on mental health. And mental health is so on the rise, as I shared earlier. And, you know, like you, Lady Tabitha, it's like, whenever I think of mind health, there are certain nuggets that come up. But I wanted to give us three thoughts around how can I make sure that my mind is in a healthier place? How can I, with the losses that life presents and all of those various faces of loss that we talked about, how can I make sure that I'm doing what I need to do to ensure my mind, my mental health is in a great place? And that if I'm dealing with losses, that I am approaching losses from a healthy place. Not a negative place, not an unhealthy place, but a healthy place. And so one, for mind health, we have to be aware of our thoughts. We have to be aware of our thoughts. So when those thoughts rise up that take you to that downward spiral and that dark place, you have to be aware of that. When those negative thoughts are coming up, you have to be aware of those thoughts. And when those thoughts come up, because they will, one, you have to have the consciousness, as one would say, you have to be woke enough to recognize that you have these thoughts that will not support you in a healthy approach, but they're there to bring you into a downward spiral, dark place. And if you ignore it, guess what? You're going to spiral down. Your mind is going to spiral down because the battle is in the mind. And speaking of the battle being in the mind, when those negative thoughts come up, you cannot entertain, you've often heard me say, that we cannot entertain negativity. This is one that I can't get away from whenever we talk about mind health. I can't get away from the significance of when those thoughts come that you can't entertain it. You know, I often share when I think about entertaining, and I love to entertain. You know, you set the beautiful table, you pull out the nice silverware, you pull out the nice china, whatever it may be, you know, the flowers, all of that. If you're having a more formal dinner, you will put the place cards of where people will sit and, you know, the linens and all of those things to entertain. And many of us, when those thoughts come up, we say, come on, I have the table for you. Pull up a chair. Sit down. Here's your seat. And we entertain negativity. We cannot entertain negativity. But if you are unconscious and you're not aware of those thoughts that would bring you to that downward spiral, guess what? Subconsciously, you begin to feed into it. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Life is so horrible. And you get into that place and it takes you there and you start to entertain it. No, don't entertain it. Feed, but rather feed your mind. Feed your mind. This feeding your mind is, and it goes to some of what Lady Tabitha spoke about, feeding your mind is a part of meditation and the words that you're allowing to be deposited. Feeding your mind with the positive, uplifting, those things that will bring you hope. Because why do people commit suicide? They've gotten into such a desperate place, they have lost hope. Now, you're not going to find hope on CNN. I mean, Lady Tabitha, Dr. Veronica, am I right?
You're correct.
You're not going to find
not at all.
CNN and the news, okay? You're not going to find it.
You're more depressed.
Exactly. And that's the whole point. So there's certain mediums that you have to guard your ear gate. This guarding your ear gate protects your mind. It protects your mind. And so again, when those thoughts come up, be aware of the thoughts. Don't entertain the negativity and feed your mind with those things that will edify, that will uplift, that will encourage, that will inspire, that will render hope. Feed your mind. And when you're feeding your mind, indirectly, you feed your soul and your body feels better. It feels more vibrant. It's uplifted. So it all works hand in hand together. Woo, it's amazing, ladies, how quickly an hour of power, empowerment flies by. You know, in a quick capsule, and I love that Lady Tabitha spoke about the Nutriverse, the multivitamin that all of us take and we are advocates for through our health and wellness products that we have available. So several products were mentioned, but if you want more information, I want to give you a number to text and just in your texting, say wellness, and then I'll know how to respond to you. So the number that you would text is 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Simply type in your name and wellness, and I will know that you're interested in getting more information about the wellness products that we take that have been a support for our mind, body, and soul health. Lady Tabitha, you mentioned the wellness circle. On social platforms, how can they make the connection to get in the loop of getting information about the wellness circle? Where can
they
go?
Can reach
what platform?
Out. Sure. They can reach out to you to get the call-in information, but also on my page, Facebook page, every week we post our Lady Tabitha code. Lady Tabitha code. We put the free conference call number there. And then also we're going to be going, we've been going live on Instagram during that call. But it's a very private, authentic, unique, safe place where we really are seeing, it's that community again where we connect, healing, talking, and sharing. So they can call me, they can call you, they can post in your group, and we'll give them that information.
Well, is there a Facebook group?
There is. The Global Wellness Coders. Global Wellness Coders. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Global Wellness Coders. We would love to have you be a part of our group. I really believe that each person, there's something that you have to share with us as well as we would love to share with you.
Excellent.
Everyone's welcome.
Thank you so much, Lady Tabitha. I was trying to get you to the Facebook group, but I love the plethora of information that you share.
Okay,
it's
thank
like
you.
There's so many. Yeah, there's so many ways that you can connect. Dr. Veronica, as we close out literally about a minute or so I can do my final wrap-up of today's hour, any final thoughts that you have?
I just was so blessed that the way you tied the processing and having a healthy state of mind to purification, and how you said that we know this and you teach it all, often, peace of mind is the hierarchy of success. So for those who, as they say, are woke, we should always gauge that, that we should have a peace of mind. And then I just want to end with this, that grief is temporary and joy is eternal.
Ooh, I love that. You know, I feel like we gave such a great richness to a healthy approach to loss. And we've talked about, as we wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays, and we thank you for listening in, that loss, we're hit with loss in so many different ways. It's not just a natural loss. And so today we gave you a number of different aspects to maintain a healthy mind, body, and soul, and have a healthy approach to dealing with those losses of relationships, social circles, family, breaches in the relationship, trust in God and others, health, peace of mind, income, security, we went on and on, business, job, employment, church, home, significance, meaning, purpose, whatever the losses are that you're dealing with, that there is a natural process to go through, but you have to approach those losses from a healthy place or it will adversely affect your mind, body, and soul. And we said this is the time, February, purification. This is the time to purify so that you don't have pollutants that would prevent you from living life on purpose. Wow, what a rich hour, ladies. I thank you so much. And for those of you that may be thinking, wow, I need support in this season, I have my Impact 100 campaign, and this is where I'm committed to assisting 100 individuals on their personal and professional growth journey in this year through the powerful gift of empowerment that I have, my one-on-one coaching, group coaching, masterminds, private masterminds, so on and so forth. So if you're interested, hit that number again, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. In this case, you would text your name and full circle. If you're interested in wellness support, you would text your name and wellness. Wow, ladies, thank you so much for sharing the virtual boardroom with me in the airwaves. I so appreciate you, and I look forward to our next Wellness Monday. Well, for now, it's time to close things out, and we want to leave the audience with this. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, and I want you to process around this thought.